Now let us check how do we plan the entire costing of a tour itinerary. Now here is the breakup which is given. Calculating the cost of the transportation. So when we are talking about itinerary, it has transportation expenses. It has other expenses wherein the stay is involved, the food is involved. So let us check it one by one. If we are talking about transportation cost only, depending upon the type of itinerary that we have, the modes of transport that we are using and the number of people that are traveling with us will be deciding factors as to what is the price. So suppose if we are talking about cost of the transportation only, if we have taken a plane or a train or the bus, we are talking about the ticket prices with it. The ticket prices might also include the other taxes and fees which come with it. If we are talking about the car, cost of rental car, fuel charges and car insurance will come in it. Now in India, suppose if we are talking about the car rental services, most of them come with a chauffeur, that is they are driven, while in other countries they might be self-driven. Alright, so this will be a deciding factor about what is the cost for that rental car services. Then again, there is how much distance are we traveling? Further ahead, whether the fuel charges, toll charges, parking charges are included or excluded. More importantly, while calculating the entire transportation cost, we need to understand how many days are we on the travel, that is via the road. So here again, we need to know beforehand how much kilometers are there or miles are there which we are going to travel by, how much approximate fuel charges might be there, and this we have to multiply pertaining to on an average what will be the cost per day. Alright, so all this comes under rental cars. In countries like USA and Europe, there are various global agencies, global companies of car rental car companies which give the car vehicles on rent. Here again, they are also charging you they are giving you a tank filled with the fuel, and depending upon the agreement which is signed with the rental car services, what happens if we are talking about the fuel tank should be completely filled while giving back the car or not, or whether they are giving you back a refund on the fuel which is remaining in the car when you are going to return it to such companies. So here again, all this will be deciding factor when we are taking a rental car. Further ahead, if we have taken a package tour wherein the sightseeing, pickup drop from the airports, railways is included in it, that will be the cost of the entire. So here you might not require a breakup for day to day. All right. So this is when we are trying to self plan our itinerary. We need to make sure what will be approximate cost of our road travel. So here again, we are also talking about car insurances which needs to be paid, which are compulsory in most of the countries wherein car rental services are given. Then again, we need to know that what kind of car license, what kind of driving license we require if we are talking about self-driven car rental services. Then we have the food and drink cost. Here we need to say that suppose if we are talking about a road trip and it's 4 days on the road, we need to have food and drink. There might be cases wherein we are taking the food and drink with us. That is, they are packaged food and drink. There might be certain things wherein we are using RVs or camping vehicles. Wherein such things, that is the food and the drink cost, we are cooking for ourselves at that particular camping site. There are certain road trips where we are halting for each food stop or food courts to have our food. So all this will come into the costing, and it needs to be also multiplied by the number of people which are included in the trip. So the next one is the lodging cost. Obviously, we need to stay while on the road or while going on a trip. There will be a stay involved if at all we are talking about a long-term journey. So that's lodging cost for us. Then tolls and parking cost. We are well aware of road travel in India, or usually if we are taking a car rental, tolls and parking charges are our own expense. Similarly, many of the countries also have tolls and parking cost, and the tolls are for special roads, highways which are there to be used. So all this will come under the cost of transportation to that particular destination, or while the entire itinerary is going on, wherein we are changing the journey, that is wherein we are changing the place from we are going from one place to another. Now, let us talk about how the entire tour is planned, taking one by one the expense. We can divide this easily by taking before we are embarking to the journey, before we are going to the journey, there are certain expenses. Then on the journey front, there are certain expenses. So let us talk about what are these expenses in general. Now, let us check first the expenses which are involved before we go on a trip. There are many such things as preparations for the trip. It will depend upon which destination you're going through and what are the activities that might be involved which you have planned beforehand. So, pertaining to that, your wardrobe necessities will be there. If you're going on a summer vacation, it will be different. If you're going on a winter vacation, it will be different. Again, the camping itineraries would have a different wardrobe necessities. And this, some of this might be the things that you need to buy beforehand for the trip especially. Then we have the luggage and the locks. When we are going, there might be things like carrying a backpack and you require a new one. Those will be the expenses which are there. Further ahead, passport photos. Passport will, might be already there with you. You might require certain photocopies or certain other passport or visa photos which you need to take before applying for a visa process or before going towards that particular destination, because there are many destinations which might require a visa. Further ahead, they might require certain permits for which you might need your photos with you. While maybe before the journey, you might make sure that you have these photos with you. Next is the inoculations and medications. While on a journey, definitely we need to carry our own medications. There are also things like you might be, travelers might be visiting certain places where medicines which you have, the travelers have easily available in their own home country might be not there. So it is always advisable to carry your medications along with the prescriptions and ask the doctor to give a second choice of the medicine as well. If in when in regards that that particular medicine might not be available at your destination country. Then the sundries, toiletries, suntan, lotion, again those are the ones which we by experience know that we need to buy before the trips. Then the personal care, then extra pair of glasses, sunglasses, contacts. It is advisable people who are using contact lenses, people who are using the glasses will should carry an extra pair along with them, because they it might happen that the glass might broke or you might lose it on the trip. So you need to have a spare pair for it. Then comes the child care and pet care expenses. While leaving for a longer duration of holiday, people usually give their pets to a pet care agency. So here again the expenses come up. Okay, and then again there might be other expenses which are involved with your kids, either you are taking them or certain other expenses which are involved here. Then we have the camera, film and processing. Today being the time period wherein we are all carrying automatic cameras, digital cameras which do not require the films and the processors. However, it of course requires the chips which are used inside those cameras, memories which are memory cards which are in, which are required. So we might carry those extra. Further ahead, there are definitely certain travelers who love the manual focusing cameras wherein the film and the film comes into process. So all this are the expenses before you go, and this is something that we all experience while traveling, while planning to travel. There is a list of what to be bought and taken for the trip. So this is the expenses which are there. Next is the expenses when on traveling, that is while traveling. So if we are flying, the travelers are flying or taking the air route, airfare for two, considering that there are two people who are traveling here. Transportation to and from airport, long-term airport parking, airport magazine, snacks, etc. This is for the round trip. So here again, we are talking about the airfare, that is the ticket pricing. Then we are talking about the journey from your home to the airport drops. So that cost will also come here. Further ahead, there are a long-term airport parking. Suppose you are self-driving your own car and you need to park it at the airport terminal. So that's where your parking charges will come up. Then we have the airport magazine snacks we need to carry with us. We want to carry with us some of the things while we can use during our long flight to the destination. So that's something which can come here. If we are driving to a particular destination, there will be the gasoline, oil charges, tolls, meal snacks. That will be when we are on the road, so we need to calculate it with respect to the number of days on the road. Other transportations, cab, bus, subways, then we have the trains and the ferries. So when we are talking about going to the main destination, wherein we are using the air flight, and then inside the destination, going from one place to another, there are other modes of transportation that we use. So these will be the cost involved when we are talking about expenses during the travel. So let us check the next one. That is when we are reaching the destination expenses, room rate into number of nights. Now we are talking about the hotel wherein the room rate, suppose we are taking one double room, AC, non-AC, whichever, and we are staying there for 4 nights. So we have to clearly multiply and find out what will be the total expense of the hotel stay. Further ahead, every hotel has their own taxes. So room taxes will also be added to the entire bill. Then there is breakfast, lunch, dinner. So all of this will come in it. This has to be multiplied by number of people which are in the trip, plus the number of days that you are going to have these meals. So if we are staying for 4 nights, so we are talking about the breakfast for that many days, then we are talking about lunch and dinner. More importantly, we need to know what are the timings for breakfast, lunch and dinner at the hotel. Suppose if we are staying at the hotel and we are opting to use that particular restaurant of the hotel, we need to know that there might be certain timings which are there. For example, the breakfast might be allowed only till 10 a.m. or lunch might be starting from 1 o'clock onwards, 2, 3 o'clock onwards. So similarly, we should take care of maintaining the information about such timings. So those will help us to have our trip run smoothly. Then we have the beer, wine, alcoholic beverages for two. Here again, we need to have mineral water bottle, which will be an additional expense during the travel. Then snacks for two, again, number of days. It's not only that we do breakfast, lunch and dinner. There are other tidbits that we also have while on travel. So that expense will come up. And then the tips for the number of days. So all these are the expenses when we actually arrive at the destination and we are on our journey, that is in the move for the itinerary. Now let's check the other things that also form a part of the expenses. This will be the phone calls and internet connections. We know that we require connecting calls to people back at home. Suppose if Mr. X and Y are going to a particular destination, he needs to make phone calls to say his workplace at home country or his family which is staying back at the home country. So that will be an international phone call. Ideally, people carry their phone sets when on the international journey, and they carry the international calling cards with them. So this again adds up to the expenses. After that, there are internet connections. Today, with the use of smartphones, internet connection is a must. Ideally, most of the hotels might give Wi-Fi connections inside the rooms. If not, then an internet connection will be very useful while on a traveling itinerary, because there are different travel apps which might actually help the traveler in a different country. Next are the souvenirs, gifts and postcards. Yes, this forms a very important part for a traveler's experience. So definitely there is an expense here, souvenirs, gifts and postcards for the people who are in your home country. Then we have the activity fees, golf, horseback riding, spa services, etc. So when we are talking about an itinerary, there are various tourist activities that takes place. So all these activities have a certain fee. So suppose if I'm talking about a horseback riding, I have to pay for that. Ideally, such services are to be paid on the spot. So there are no advance booking of the services. Some of the hotels might have it on their website that this spa service is included etc. But most of the times, these services are on the spot. So suppose if I am at a destination or a location or a place wherein there are horseback riding, I will be opting for that service and I have to pay it, pay the fees involving that. So those are the activities fees. Then there are equipment rentals, snorkeling, scuba diving, etc. So the, there are certain activities which might require the use of the equipment. For example, if I am going for a scuba diving, there are crash courses. That is, people there are people or instructors which instruct you for 2 hours as to how to breathe underwater. Further ahead, there are oxygen tanks, there are other suits which are required for scuba diving. All these things will be given to you on a rent basis. So those are equipment rentals that are used. Further ahead, again, the snorkeling will be the same. Similarly, there are many other activities which require certain equipments which are on a rental basis, so you have to pay the rent. Most of the times, it's a deposit which is mostly refundable, charging certain rental charges for it. Then next is the excursion, sightseeing tours, dinner cruises, etc. So these are chargeable if you are taking a cruise. There are many cities which give you a dinner cruise. So it's in the night time, cruising across a river or the beach front, and the dinner on board of this this cruise. So these are the dinner cruises. Then sightseeing tours. There are many cities like Hong Kong, Singapore, which provide you both both of them. There are sightseeing cruises as well. There are certain other tours like city tours on this, which are a day trip or half day trip. So that's excursions. Then the entertainments. Entertainment or recreation forms one of the major part in a travel itinerary. So you might go for a particular destination, and it might be famous for a musical concert. Next is it might be famous for a cabaret show, or it might be famous for gambling joints over there, or certain nightlife which is there. So all this will require expenses. So here are the shows, nightclubs, discos, movies, fairs, and other admissions. So all this will have an admission fee. All this will have an fees or charges which are there. So that will come under the expenses. Then we have casinos and other entertainments, and there might be other sundry expenses which might be not included in the headings that we have done till now. So if we are talking about the entire expense of a tour itinerary, that's A plus B plus C. So that's the expense involved before going to the destination. Then at the destination in itself, and these are the other kinds of expenses which are involved. The total will give you the entire budget of your tour expense. So if we are going for a self-planned tour, especially international one, we should make sure that we know exactly what our budget is and plan our activities accordingly. It shouldn't happen that we reach the destination when we have forgotten about the equipment rental charges or the activities fees charges, or we don't know on an average what a souvenir might cost. So we need to make sure that we are carrying enough money to support all the things that we have planned to do when we are going to the destination. Now, how do we do this? How do we know what are the average average rental charges, or what will be the kind of food charges that we, that I might have per day at a destination? Because most of the times it's all new for us. So here are the things that might come to my aid. These are the aids for preparing itineraries, and we need to plan it beforehand. So what do we have in hand? What does the traveler have in hand? For itinerary planning, the first ones are guidebooks. We have Lonely Planet, we have Footprints. So these are the companies which have guidebooks. These guidebooks are specifically what I should say, focused on a country. So if I am going to Vietnam, it might have Lonely Planet, or Footprints might or Fodders might have a published book, said guidebooks for Vietnam, for India, for Canada, for US. There might be a special guidebook for different kind of tours, like cycling tours across Europe, or romantic gateways across Europe. So all these guidebooks will guide us. These guidebooks usually give the facts along with the average cost of the services. So suppose there are also many other guidebooks which give you the reviews as well. So there are certain things like where to eat. what to eat. And more importantly, there are reviews saying three stars or four stars or good or bad or average, giving you approximate cost. For example, a hotel might be said to have average lunch cost for two people would be from $100 to $200 or 100 rupees to 200 rupees. So you know exactly, suppose we go to this particular hotel, what will be the charges that will be incurred for us. And more importantly, it is these are the reliable sources of information, because these are the company which are involved in the research on this tourist activities. Then we have the hotel brochures. There are many hotels which go to exquisite details about printing their brochures. These brochures not only give the details about the hotel itself, its services, but also about the destination itself. So this might have a different kind of packages, the things that you can do at that particular place, along with the timings, the rents, the average kind of age, or the kind of activities that might be involved, and what you can expect from those activities. So all this can be taken from hotel brochures. Then we have the tourist bureaus. Almost all countries of the world have their own tourist offices and tourist bureaus, which give tourist information to the travelers who travel there. So you can clearly visit such tourist bureaus and ask for tourist information. Next is the TV and radio reports. With growing importance on tourism, there are many TV shows, many radio shows which broadcast travel documentaries, which are not only lovely to watch, but are giving ahead loads of information about that particular destination. So we can easily see such documentaries and have a feel of what to expect at that destination. Next is the tour operator brochures. This again, there will be tour operator brochures which will give you in depth, in detail information which is required by the travelers going to that destination. So that's a tour operator brochure which is printed. Next, we have the earlier experiences of tourists. Many of us have a certain thing wherein we will be asking friends who have already traveled there. And most of the times, the people who have actually traveled there give us more information than all the aids which are required. So they might say certain details which might not be there in the tour brochures. I remember there are certain travel itineraries, for example, in places wherein you're talking about cruise, or you're talking about a scenic train journey wherein a friend of yours have visited or have taken that particular train journey, and he might tell you to sit on a particular berth or sit on the left side of the driver's seat or the right side of the driver's seat to get the better views or better scenes. So all this small tips for travelers might be taken from the experience of the tourist. So there might be other experiences like take extra blankets, because take extra winter wear, or certain other tips which the earlier tourist might give you. They all are also someone who might give you a feedback about what a particular musical concert was all about, or which kind of activity should you go for. Next, we have our travel journals and magazines. There are many international and national travel journals and magazines which are printed monthly basis. There are certain which are weekly basis. So they have many articles which are written by many travel writers. These travel writers or travel journalists are the ones who have actually visited to that place and have gone through the entire experience and then are writing these articles. So definitely you can get lot of information from this travel journals. Next we have is the airline, train, bus timetables. Now there are many many companies which have timetables, that is in many of the countries, wherein they give additional information. That is, suppose a particular station is there and which are the destinations or tourist places, sightseeing places which can be covered by taking this particular train. So then there are what is famous in that station. So all this are given in such timetables. There are other services which are there, the connecting trains, the connecting flights, the shuttle service. All these are given in exact with the exact time and place, With respect to these timetables. And then again, internet is ocean of information, but you need to be careful as to which website you are going and looking for, because you will be, suppose if you are trying to find a particular place, there might be many, many websites which are giving different informations about that particular place. You need to make sure that you are the kind of website that you have clicked on, you have entered into, is an authentic one and giving you the real-time information and not an information which is no longer applicable to that particular place. So again, that's internet. There are many websites which provide reviews. For example, there are websites like holidayiq.com, wherein you as a traveler can post a comment and say, suppose I have visited XYZ place and the food here was great or the views were great, it is closed for so and so things. For example, if I have visited a wildlife sanctuary and I might say that I have visited in May and the May has been a very good month because we had lots of sightings at that particular place. Then again, we might say it was too much of rush and so we couldn't see the animals. Some things of which are there, which are review websites. So you can definitely go on such websites and get these reviews, which will help you to plan the itinerary better. So these all will act as an aid for preparing the itineraries. Now, the tips for international traveler, the first tip that we have to make sure is we have a valid passport. Now, when we are talking about a valid passport, what does that mean? The countries have certain requirements about the validity of the passport. It means that, for example, the USA might have a requirement wherein if I am a traveler and traveling to USA, care has to be taken that my passport is valid for 6 more months starting from the date when I am going to leave USA, that is planning to leave. So suppose if I am carrying my own passport, its validity date should be more than 6 months of my departure date from USA. That is when I am leaving my destination country of USA and I am an Indian with an Indian passport. So that is a valid passport. Then again, there are certain countries which will obviously want your passport valid when you are entering that particular country. There are many countries which might allow on certain, depending upon what are the bilateral agreements between the countries, they might allow certain passengers or travelers to travel without a passport, provided they have certain other travel documents. These documents depend upon various rules. All right, so here again the type of passport will also be there. For example, there are many passports which are joint passports. Okay, so certain countries allow the travel on joint passports, certain countries might not or have certain inhibitions on that. So you have to make sure what is the validity which is required by the destination country. Then we need to check whether a visa is required for the destination country. Now we know the visa rules will differ from one country to another. So suppose if a visa is required for a destination country, we need to know exactly what will be the process and how long is it going to take for us to get the visa. Again, there are different types of visa, so we need to be clear as to which is the type of visa that is applicable for us, whether it is a single entry visa or a multiple entry visa that is required. So we need to know first of all whether a visa is required if I am an Indian national, because there are different kinds of agreements. So suppose if I am an Indian and I am going to a country which is friendlier to me and wants me to come to that country, that is it is traveler friendly, so visa rules might be very lenient. So ideally the visa might be visa on arrival, so I do not need to apply for a visa beforehand. So I can simply go to that particular country and at the immigration counter the visa will be granted. Then again, the visa should be valid for the duration of the of my itinerary. So if I am going to spend about 15 days in that country, the visa should be 15 or more days. So that's the visa conditions. Find out if any vaccinations are necessary before travel. Now, this comes under the health requirements of the country. Most of the times, these are recommended vaccines or these are mandatory vaccines. So, vaccines like yellow fever are a mandatory vaccines, wherein if I am coming from a country which does not have yellow fever, are not endemic to yellow fever, and I am visiting to countries, that is destination countries, which are endemic to yellow fever, I will require a mandatory health certificate of the vaccination that I have taken. More importantly, it has the periods. That is, it is important as to when I have taken the vaccination, and there will be an incubation period. That is, if I have taken a vaccine of yellow fever, say on 1st of July, there might be a day requirement that I cannot travel after, say, before 10 days. So, if I have taken 1st of July vaccine, my flight to that destination should be on 11th of July. So, all these rules are given as per the vaccinations or as per the vaccine rules. These rules are laid down by main travel departments of that destination countries plus World Health Organizations. So all these should come up when we are preparing for a travel, because we need to know which date is the one when we have to go for a vaccination. There are many vaccinations which require a double shot. That is, I need to take the vaccine twice, all right, and there has to be a gap between the both. So I need to actually plan these vaccinations and make sure that I am departing to that destination country at the right period as prescribed by the health centers over there. If at all there are any kind of discrepancies here, many a times the countries might not allow the travelers to enter. They might be either put in a quarantine or facilities, or they might be deported further ahead. So these are the vaccinations which might be necessary for travel. Next is the research various financial options. Now obviously, since if we are going to travel to a destination country, we require to carry money with us. There are many rules pertaining to this. How much cash can I take to a country? Then in what form? So there are certain limitations as to carrying of actual hard cash. There are certain limitations at actually carrying traveler's checks, credit cards or debit cards. So all these limits I need to know beforehand so that there are no penalties which I might incur in. So these are my financial options. More importantly, I also need to carry certain amount of the currency of the destination country, because sometimes it might happen that there are many hotels which require, there are many airports or hotels which might require, I might require to buy snacks in, and all I'm carrying is USDs. So that is that will create a problem, because if I am arriving at the airport of the destination country and I do not have the local currency, I might not be able to buy certain things, or I might not even be able to take a taxi service to my hotel. So care has to be taken that I am carrying not only the higher rated currency but also some amount of local currency of that destination. Then we need to research as to which companies travelers checks are acceptable in that country, which credit cards are acceptable in that countries. So this should be researched beforehand. Try to learn a few day-to-day conversational sentences. While visiting a country where a language barrier is expected, ideally the travelers are advised to at least know certain basic statements like where is this hotel, or how to reach here, or you're talking about thank yous and please and other things, may I have water. All of this would be certain things which might help you during on the destination wherein you might have a language barrier. Next is the study of local culture and customs before visiting a new country. Now here again, we need to know certain things about that culture, certain things about the culture of the country where I am going. So for example, if I am talking about say going to a country which is conservative, I need to know what kind of dresses am I supposed to wear, or what kind of behavior I am supposed to be in that particular country. Then again, there are certain customs wherein how to greet people. Okay, there are certain customs wherein, for example, there are countries wherein photographing an idol of their god is not permitted. So you should be sure about certain customs. You should know certain customs so as to not hurt the sentiments of the people of the country that you are visiting in. So these are certain local cultures and customs that you might easily know by the sections of traveling tips to say the country of your visit. So all this are tips when you are opting for an international travel.